What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia, a production of iHeartRadio.
We sold our loft in Chicago, moved into an RV, and now we're traveling the country full-time with our dog, Finn, exploring America's national parks.
And today, we are doing another episode of Traveling Eats with Matt. Matt, yes. What are we talking about today?
This is a good one. This is kind of my dream place. We're talking about Vail, Colorado.
Literally a dream.
Dream place. This is the type of place where if I win the lottery, I almost said when I win the lottery.
As if, just planning as if you that. Play.
Right. So if I win the lottery, I would totally buy like some serious property here because it's like mountain town paradise. It really doesn't get much better than this. So Vail is a couple hour drive from Denver into the mountains?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It definitely is a couple hours, like 2.5 maybe.
Yeah, so as long as you're not going like on a weekend, like at the height of weekend traffic to Vail, you can get there.
Yeah, and we had a rental car for this trip, so we didn't drive the RV up here either.
Yeah, so I've been to Vail a couple of times, both in the summer. So I have not been here in the winter for skiing or anything, and this is primarily known as I think like a bougie skiing mecca. It's right up there with Aspen and Breckenridge and Park City and whatnot. And I would absolutely love to be here in the winter and do some of that. But my two experiences with Vail have been in the summer, and this is a mind-blowingly beautiful place in the summer. And it's also incredibly delicious with really specific and interesting history, although short, a pretty recent history. It's not nearly as old as like Aspen or Park City or most other kind of iconic skiing mountain towns.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, like the relationship between like Aspen, Vail, and Breckenridge. it's like that Disney movie, Johnny Tsunami, like when we were kids, like the snowboarders were like the Breckenridgers and then the skiers were the Vail like crowd. But even like above that, I guess like Aspen, like they all like talk down to each other. It's crazy. It's so weird.
Yeah, I never saw that movie or TV show or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they do have an interesting relationship. And what makes Vail so distinct and so fascinating is compared to those two and a lot of other places that originated as like mining towns like hundreds of years ago, this is much more recent. This was never a mining town. It kind of blossomed fresh from nothing in 1960s because it was envisioned as a great location for more skiing and potential resorts and stuff like that. And the town's founders wanted to create something reminiscent of Bavarian culture in the Alps in Austria. And it just, the location and the atmosphere here just really fit that. And that's what they did. They envisioned it and they constructed this town to echo that, and that's why it's so beautiful and so unique. Is it's a little slice of the Alps in the Rocky Mountains, and it's amazing.
It really is.
I love it so much. I could just wander around here in awe, and that's exactly what I do. So my first time here in Vail was a couple years ago in September, like early September, nice and warm, perfectly sunny, and it was a lot of plenty of outdoor activities still. The hiking is amazing on Vail Mountain, lots of trails. You can do fly fishing in rivers and Gore Creek, which runs right through Vail and Vail Village. Beautiful.
Such a beautiful creek.
Yes. And other water activities like rafting and kayaking, canoeing, stuff like that. Really anything. And great leaf peeping in the fall, too, September, October. Mm. The aspen trees are so beautiful, like bright yellow. So the thing that I want to talk about and focus on today, obviously, this is Traveling Eats, is the food culture here and the delightful restaurant and bar scene that Vail has. Because for a town that's not very big, it certainly has a lot. And the restaurants, I think, are world-class.
Jam-packed.
Yeah,
there's a lot. Beautiful restaurants.
Right, right. So a lot of them reminiscent or in line with this kind of Bavarian theme of the whole community.
Yes.
They have, unsurprisingly, a lot of restaurants that are like Austrian or German or, you know, serving things like fondue and schnitzel and nice hearty like Alpine mountain food, which is so wonderful. We kind of rarely eat stuff like that because it's not very commonplace. We don't see it on the road.
It's not everywhere.
But this is one of those places where not only you can find it, but it's in abundance, much to our delight.
Yes.
So I would, like, I think my favorite, and I've been here twice. I was here on my own first for my work trip, and then we went back together when we were here in, I think it was June. And it's this restaurant called Almresi, A-L-M-R-E-S-I. It's in Vail Village. So Vail is kind of divvied into two main sections. There's Vail Village and Lion's Head Village. And there's other parts of it too, but those are the two main hearts of Vail. And that's where most of the restaurants and businesses are. So Almresi is in Vail Village. It's this like heartwarmingly cozy restaurant run by a family of a German family who moved here because they were so smitten with the Rocky Mountains while they were vacationing here. Which is understandable. But that's also, they uprooted their life and they came here. And they wanted to bring a taste of home with them. And they're sharing their culture and their recipes with us at this restaurant, which is located on the second floor of a building, like right in Vail Village. So you're going up there. It's the like snuggest, warmest, most welcoming little place. It really kind of feels like a alpine cottage or something. It has lots of dark wood paneling and a huge pastry counter filled with things like strudels. And then there's a ton of cuckoo clocks, too, which are a real treat. You don't see those very often.
Oh, yeah. I love a good cuckoo clock.
Like intricately carved cuckoo clocks of all shapes and sizes. And then they even have, like, if you do shots here, they have these cute little glass boot-shaped shot glasses that are specifically designed for doing shots of, like, schnapps.
Yes.
I love it so much.
And are those the shot skis?
No. No, oh, that's a whole other thing. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. But you should, by all means, do shots of schnapps out of little boots because it's as tasty as it is adorable. And the food here is just really, really good. It's the most soulful food that I've had in a while. And you can really taste, like, the family legacy of these recipes.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
clearly like time-worn and made with love, as cliche as that sounds, but it really fits. And there are things like cheese fondue, of course, these big buttery pretzels, Swiss potato pancakes that you can get topped with things like smoked salmon, and then gigantic, like dinosaur-sized pork shanks. And for the desserts, you absolutely have to have some desserts or share it or something. Make room because they're wonderful. Like those strudels I mentioned. Or their signature is something that's kind of hard to pronounce. It's called Kaiserschmarrn. It's an Austrian pancake dessert, essentially. It's not one big pancake. They're kind of like little tiny pancake morsels. And they're all dusted with powdered sugar and served with this tangy, tart cherry compote. A nice counterbalance to the sugar and like kind of doughy sweetness of the pancake. It's really good. The drinks are also really amazing. Like, this is the type of place you go to have mulled wine, or glue wine as it's called, or something like what you had, which was so cool and really different. I've never seen anything like it. It was called, another really long, hard to pronounce word, Fauerzangenbel. I don't even, that just sounded like gibberish, but it's look on the menu for something that is described as spicy mulled wine with a rum-soaked piece of sugar, and that sugar is kind of perched on top of the mug, so it's dangling over the spiced mulled wine. And what that does is, once it's lit on fire, it'll gradually, steadily kind of drip down into the wine and enrich it and sweeten it a little bit. And it's quite a spectacle and fun to Instagram. But be careful to drink it cautiously. You don't want to, like, plunge your face into a flaming sugar cube. Then they also have things like hot chocolate with rum or black tea with rum, lots of Austrian beers. So plenty of things to sip on and savor here. And we could just come back like
a million times.
Easily, yeah. Another good example in Vail Village is this place called Alpen Rose.
This place has been around for a long time.
Right.
Since like 1974.
Yes.
But you know what's really fun about this is that the Almoresi owners, the father, he came here in like 1984, and that's where he went. And he's loved Alpen Rose ever since.
That is beautiful.
And so just this like past year, they were like, Alpen Rose was selling it. And guess who bought it?
The Almoresi people.
Absolutely.
That's
Isn't that
so
such a
circle.
Fascinating thing? Because it's
that's
like
great.
He got inspired so much so that he came and opened up his own restaurant, and now he's buying the one that,
oh
or his family is buying the one that was inspired
yeah.
by it so much.
I mean,
and it's like such a beautiful full circle, like you were saying.
That's the dream.
It's
yeah.
like, I just love that. That's the community that this restaurateur and this
yes.
family has. It's like they want to make sure that they continue to sell that legacy.
That's a great thing. That's a fantastic. Like, that just warms my soul.
Right? That's Vail.
But yeah, so Alpen Rose, clearly very inspiring, and it's been around a lot longer than most places here. This has been in operation, like you said, since 1974, which is close to the inception of the whole town in general. And it's just this well-worn, rustic dining room. It honestly, it feels like something out of Frozen,
yes.
the Disney movie Frozen.
Oh, that's great.
It has that kind of vibe, almost Nordic, and really, really dark wood. And like, because what's the town in Frozen? Like, I don't know, Arabelle or something like that?
Don't.
Well, I'm just
Avengard?
Recently getting into.
No.
I'm recently getting into Frozen. I only saw it for the first time like a few weeks ago, but I'm fully in.
Right before Frozen 2 came out.
Right, yeah, and then we saw Frozen 2, and now I'm obsessed with it, but still kind of piecing things together. But it did remind me of that, and it reminded me of like the Frozen Red at Epcot. So this is all very fresh. And I obviously love anything that reminds me of a Disney movie, especially Frozen. And Alpen Rose is really great. The food totally matches that ambiance too, with rich things and meaty things like bratwurst and sauerkraut and cheesy spätzle, lots of German beer. And of course, you can get German beer served in those huge, overwhelming steins. Great for cheersing.
Yes.
And chugging.
So
all
many
that good
great
stuff.
Things.
Yeah. And then another, like, Vail classic that's been around for a long time is this place called Pepe's Bar and Restaurant. And this is another decades-old place with all those cozy, charming vibes. And this one is named for an Austrian skier named Pepe Gramschammer, which, great name.
Yes.
My gosh, yeah. And so he was an international racer on the Austrian ski team in the 50s, and that's who inspired the name of this restaurant. So today, and ever since its inception, it's been family-run. It's one of those places where the walls are pretty much lined with taxidermy, and then the dishes are basically also filled with taxidermy because there are things like caribou with sweet potato puree, oven roasted duck, and then lamb with smashed potatoes. So it's very meaty. They have a lot of game meat here especially. And altogether, it's a very like kind of woodsy, carnivorous vibe.
I love it. It was so
great.
Such a an amazing place to hear about because I've been like dreaming of going here, and of course you're describing it, and I'm like, can we go back?
Mm-hmm.
I need to go here.
It's exactly the type of food, especially in winter, because it gets cold here, it gets snowy, and that makes sense why all this food, all these restaurants are so hearty because and meaty, because that's exactly the type of thing you should be eating or craving when it's the forecast is as frightful as it gets here. Not to sound too much like a Christmas carol, but
yeah,
that's what it is.
You are listening to Parklandia from iHeartRadio.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia.
So not everything in Vail is Bavarian or Austrian, of course. The architecture all looks like that, but like the restaurants and breweries and bars and coffee shops, like they do some really contemporary creative things as well, which is very on par with things we've seen in big cities.
Yeah, like Vail Brewing Company.
My favorite. I've been here a few times.
Yes.
Anytime I'm in Vail, I need to go here.
Perfect after like a hike or,
it really is.
You know, trip down the slopes. It's just the perfect place to unwind.
No matter the time of year. It's very casual, a very welcoming tap room. The people who work here are very informative, great at like providing suggestions, giving you like sample pours, stuff like that. And also like I've brought my laptop here and gotten some work done too. So it's one of those like chill tap rooms that I just love to hang out in and have a couple beers, because they do some really interesting things. They have the classics, and they have, like, a handful of beers that are always available, but then they do really fun things with seasonal brews as well. Like, they do something called Pour Some Syrup on Me, or Pour Some Syrup on Me, whatever.
Sign me up.
Yeah, and that's, they call that their French toast stout. So, like, notes of, like, maple and cinnamon and a little sweet, rich. It sounds great. Like, breakfast in a pint glass. Love it. And then they do, this is kind of more up in my alley, they do something called Soul Blossom Saison, which is brewed with orange blossom honey and elderflower. So I love things that are like kind of lighter and floral, a hint of sweetness.
And then sounds they really have the tourist tourist trap double tap.
Well, right at my...
It's a double IPA.
Yeah, that is very much up my alley. Because, I mean, I love IPAs. I especially love double IPAs. And I love tourist traps. So all of it, it's like speaking my language. And I would highly recommend going here and sampling the wares because it's all really good.
But if you want a coffee to start off your day or a cocktail to end your night, you have this beautiful place.
You have one place that solves all those cravings. And that's this place in Vail Village called Two Arrows Coffee.
The 1-2 hit of Vail.
That's great. Yeah. I love any type of place that's like coffee shop by day, and then it morphs into something else, like wine bar, cocktail bar, tapas bar, whatever. And in Vail, this is like the spot for that. It's a very like contemporary, chic space. It's kind of small and snug with a little bar. Yeah,
not too big, which is not great. Like probably 20, 30 people could fit in.
Right. It's intimate. And I love that. And in the I think my favorite is in the morning when it's kind of bustling a little bit, people like kind of streaming in and out, getting their coffee or lattes or like avocado toast and stuff. And I like to just perch myself at the bar, sip on a turmeric latte, which they have here. I can never say no to a turmeric latte. Nope. And have something like a quinoa breakfast bowl or a pastry or something.
Or avocado toast.
Which is always great. Yeah, totally. And then come back a few hours later in the afternoon or evening. And we love places where we can just like chill out and have a drink or two and then snack as opposed to like a robust meal.
And they had the perfect snacks.
Yeah.
They had like hummus, cheese curds with country ham. Mm-hmm.
Olives, always a hit.
Yes.
Just give me a plate of olives and I'm
excellent cocktails. I'm the bartenders are knowledgeable. Like I ordered off menu a Vucare and
oh my gosh, yeah. I'm always so embarrassed. You like, whenever you order off menu, I'm just like, I always like, oh, no.
Look, I love my Vucarés. It's like if an old fashioned in a Manhattan had a baby, you got a Vucare.
But it's like one of those off menu drinks that you have to be wary of where you're ordering because some people have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then I'll be like, just kidding. I'll take old fashioned.
Right. Like some people know exactly what you're talking about. They'll whip it up, no problem. Other people are just like, what? Like, because it doesn't sound, it's not a super popular drink.
No, it's not.
But this is the type of place where you can safely order off menu and they will not only know what you're talking about, but they'll be able to do it justice. All the classics.
You know, I really loved our hotel.
Oh, yeah. So this was the dream, I guess, staycation or whatever. Because living on the road, we have quote unquote staycations in random places because all of a sudden the country is just our, you know, rambling home. And
yes. And so we just want sometimes like bigger spaces, new spaces. And so, you know, once a month or every other month, we'll just get a hotel for a couple nights and treat ourselves.
Yes. And it feels really good, especially in a place like Vail and especially at a place like the Hotel Talisa, which was everything and more because
crazy.
This is sort of a place where like the bed is the size of our RV. And it's super dog friendly. Finn was on cloud nine because he's very pampered there. They do dog room service. They bring treats and toys and even full blown meals for dogs.
We don't do room service much, but we definitely did some room service and damage. And we got into like our robes and just had Finn and like ordered room service and realized that we spent way too much money. Right. And it was ridiculous.
I was overexcited and I'm like, oh, I can't wait for room service and bathrobes. And then like $200 later, I'm like, well, that was the most expensive lunch.
But you know what? Like we don't do this often.
No.
It's not like we're bougie all the time.
No.
But once in a while,
when in Rome, you just
do it.
Or when in Vail. Yeah, do it. And this is also my favorite aspect of this hotel is the champagne vending machine.
Oh my gosh.
Is a real thing that exists here. And it's in the lobby. It's this vending machine. It looks like a soda, like, you know, kind of fancier.
But there's like these mini bottles.
Yeah, so mini bottles of Moët and Chandon champagne. They come in both Brut and Rosé. And you better bet
we got one of each.
Oh, one of each, multiple times. So you get it. It's like not a traditional vending machine, as you might have guessed. So you go to the bar, the main like lobby bar, and what you do is you get a token of some sort from the bartender. So you essentially like pay there, get a token, and use that token to redeem in the vending machine. I just love it's like so crazy and wonderful to do something like this. I've never.
Yeah.
And it's the only champagne vending machine of its kind in Colorado, one of only a few in the entire country.
Yeah.
So it's a rare treat.
And it was beautiful because the Gore River is right behind it, right?
That's,
it right,
oh, another right favorite it. Aspect of that
like,
hotel, yeah.
And there's like definitely different restaurants and like there's even some like outfitters.
Good stuff. Shopping.
Really amazing, fun, unique stuff.
Right. So this is
not your stuff that you're going to find in like every store.
No, of course not. So this is like, I'm obsessed with Vail because of reasons like this where trails, walking trails, hiking trails are so omnipresent. Like, this made me so happy to walk out the back of our hotel. There's the paved biking walking trail right there that runs the length of Gore Creek into Lion's Head Village, through Lion's Head Village, and then all the way through Vail Village. And it's not terribly long. It's probably like a mile and a half or a couple miles, but it's so convenient and so pretty. The creek is the most beautiful thing, lined with like the greenest, tallest trees. And then you can also use this trail to like branch off and do hiking trails up the mountain and stuff like that. Plenty of those. So whether you want to like wander into town and go to restaurants or bars or the farmer's market, which is great.
Yeah, the farmer's market is wonderful. That's actually what brought us up there for this weekend was I was training some people for Burton's Maplewood Farm because they sell at the local farmer's market there. And that's when I first met Brad Markison. He's a Colorado native and really awesome human being in person. And so he's been representing the farm, and that worked out really well, you know. So if you need some 100% pure or barrel-aged maple syrup, you know where to go when you're in Vail. And believe me, they'll give you samples so you can try it, and it's wonderful. But there's so many great things in that farmer's market, like our friend's grapefruit, Great Roots, which is a horseradish. Matt isn't the biggest fan of horseradish, but even this one that he like loves and appreciates. And it's just wonderful. So there's so many different aspects to Vail.
Totally.
So outside of even restaurants, you know, you can get all your old local ingredients and make your own meals, you know, if you wanted to. And, you know, I think it runs every Sunday throughout the warmer months. It's not really a winter market. It's not a good place for that.
No, it gets real, real icy, real snowy. And you don't want to be like slipping and sliding through the farmer's market.
Yeah. And when you went, you, the first time you went to Oktoberfest and you were killing it, loving it. There was so much involved in that. And I was like, you were telling me about it. And I'm just like, stop.
Well, I got the most amazing Bavarian hat that I was rocking throughout Oktoberfest.
Yes.
And I wish I could wear that on a more regular basis without looking like a cartoon. But it's great.
It's good for you to look like a cartoon.
Well, Oktoberfest is a really big deal in Vail, as you might imagine from all of its like Bavarian, Alpine inspirations and German restaurants and whatnot. So every September, it's this big blowout, both in Lion's Head Village and Vail Village. There's like endless events and food specials and special vendors and great live music from German bands. They have yodelers, like real life yodelers, not from movies. And then, like that.
See, I can yodel.
Well, yeah, we got to go back to Oktoberfest. And then they have all kinds of, like, bratwursts are a big deal during Oktoberfest. And then some of the best, like, people watching, because folks come fully prepared to embrace the festivities with, like...
Let's just say Germans know how to drink.
They know how to drink. They have gigantic steins, all of them. And then there's so many people. I saw so much, like, really nice, lavish, like, Bavarian hats and lederhosen and all of it, like... dressed to the nines. It was really inspiring. And like, again, like I like the look of it and I wish that I could just dress like that without looking really bizarre and completely out of place, but it is what it is. But that's part of the reason why I am so infatuated with Vail and all of its restaurants and traditions and festivities like this, because it's got everything that I love. It's like all the outdoorsy activities and beautiful scenery, and then as soon as you're done with that, you can just like bop around and eat fondue and pretzels and sauerkraut and look at taxidermy. Another place you can go and hang out, which we loved, is this place called 10th Mountain Whiskey.
Yes, and 10th Mountain Whiskey. That's that flannel red shirt that you wear,
that I wear
all the time.
I wear far too often. Yeah. So I bought a red flannel here. And it's this really snug distillery in Vail Village. And they do amazing things with like a full line. They have bourbon, they have rye, they have different cordials, they have vodka, they have moonshine even. So there's a lot. And my favorite thing to do, you can get cocktails and mixed drinks here, but my favorite thing to do is go in, sit at, they have like a couch, like nice and comfy lounge chairs. So favorite thing to do is go there, snag one of those, and do like a flight and just kind of sample these small pours of their spirits, because they're so well made that they're good sipping spirits. Even the moonshine, which it's kind of shocking because normally you think of moonshine, it's so abrasive and intense. And this one is great. Like I could just sip, not a lot, but like it's nice to have a little sample of it and really appreciate the precision and work that they put into their products, because it really...
It really shines through.
It moonshines through, yeah. And definitely, like, I can't recommend their swag enough. They have shirts, hats, just like sweaters and jackets. And
stickers, they have.
I could do some serious damage there.
They have skis. I think they even have shot skis.
Ooh.
Which I'm really depressed that we didn't get one.
Shot skis. So in case you're wondering, shot skis are this kind of mountain town Western tradition where it's basically group-friendly shot where there's a ski that has like shot glasses.
Four shot glasses that are kind of permanently attached because you don't want them to fall off.
No.
Because what you do is you grab that ski with four other friends and you put your shots in there, and then you all like say 1, 2, 3 and you shoot them all together.
Right.
And more than likely, like one of you are just going to get your shot poured on you versus in your mouth, because unless you're really careful.
Unless
but
you're all exactly
it's meant
the same
to be
height.
Wild and crazy, so it's fine.
Right. I know. You, there's no like delicate, like fancy way to do a shot ski. But yeah, while you're at 10th Mountain Whiskey, just be mindful of how much you drink, because I could go nuts in that like swag area and just like buy everything. So.
And I think you did last time.
Probably did, yes.
But yeah, and also you do have to remember that when you're in the mountains, you know, your tolerance is going to be a lot lower.
That's
so
another thing, yes.
If you're used to drinking two cocktails, like start with one and just let it sit in, because
high elevation.
You're going to get a little tipsy a lot quicker.
Yeah, Vail is very high up, and especially so if you go to the top of the mountain, whether you hike up there or take the gondola or something. So
yeah, and then that's another thing. When you're hiking or coming up or down even just like a 400 or 500 foot elevation, you do have to think about your hydration and your
sunscreen.
Everything. There's so much to think about.
Yeah, so it's like all the normal necessities, but like times five. So just become overprepared with all that stuff. And then...
But if you had to wrap up Vail and tell everyone what it is that you love the most about it, what is that?
The thing I love most about it, I think, and it reminds me almost of like Epcot or something in the sense where like it's this community that had this bold vision, this very specific vision, and they honed in on it so well and created something very distinct. Like the initial developers of the town wanted to bring this like alpine culture and motif to the Rocky Mountains. And it's astonishing how they're able to succeed with that. And it's maintained ever since. And it continues to do that whenever there's not a ton of new construction here, because it's such a kind of confined, controlled community. But whenever new things do develop, whether it's a restaurant or a new hotel or whatever, like everything fits into that and just builds upon that. So it only gets better and better. And I love that so much, how transformative it is and immersive when you go here. It truly feels like nothing else. Like Breckenridge is not that far from here. Aspen's not terribly far. And Vail sets itself apart with this specific feel. And as you'll quickly be able to tell from the restaurants, this very specific taste that is really enriching and some of the most soulful food, often by families. A lot of these businesses are family owned.
Absolutely.
And so it all kind of ties together to this big, like, warm hug of a town. A hug that costs a lot of money, but it's a hug nonetheless.
You've been listening to Parklandia, a show about national parks.
Parklandia is a production of iHeartRadio.
Created by Matt Kerouac, Brad Kerouac, and Christopher Hasiotis.
Produced and edited by Mike Johns.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Our researcher is Jesslyn Shields.
A special thanks goes out to Gabriel Collins, Crystal Waters, and the rest of the Parklandia crew.
And hey, listeners, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people like you find our show.
You can keep up with us on social media as well. Check out our photos from our travels on Instagram at Parklandia Pod and join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.